Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's All Saints Day. What an exciting day. This is the day where we recognize those who have made the grade, making the grade. In other words, getting that A+ from God Himself. Maybe you're thinking of someone that has made the grade. I think some names just automatically come to mind just because of who they were. People like Paul. He's got to be a saint. My goodness, Paul wrote a book that is in the Bible. He wrote many books that are in the Bible. Paul went out and encouraged others with the good news of Jesus. Someone who does that definitely should make the grade, A+. And Paul undoubtedly does. Making the grade. Another one, John Newton, the person who authored or wrote the famous song, Amazing Grace. If you write a hymn that has been sung generation after generation, you should get an A+. Undoubtedly he does. St. John Newton. It's a day to remember people like St. Teresa, Mother Teresa. She gave so much to serve and go out of the way to serve those who were sick and those who were poor in Calcutta in India. If anyone deserves that A+ standing, it's Saint Teresa. See, this is a day to really recognize and turn our looks to those who have turn our attention to those who have come before us. But then it's an opportunity to look at ourselves and see how we measure up. And when you think about it that way, All Saints Day is very intimidating because we don't really measure up. The sad news is you don't measure up. You think about the law and all the things that Jesus asks us to be, the reading from Matthew chapter 5. And if you think about all the accomplishments of people like Paul and Teresa and John Newton, we just don't really make the grade. Well, maybe All Saints Sunday is there in the church year to motivate us so that we can make the grade. Have you thought about it that way? Because we hear about that grade that those other people have gotten before us. Maybe it's an opportunity to change our way so that we can achieve things and accomplish things like Paul and John Newton and Teresa. But my friends, that only frustrates us even more. Because really, think about it. Are you are we going to write a book that gets published in the New York Times or take on biblical proportions like Paul? No. Are we going to go to distant places during this time of kind of staying put in our home like Paul did all throughout the world? No, the most exotic places that we go are very exotic. They're called Portland and Eugene. They're very strange places. That doesn't compare with Paul. And we're not going to write a famous hymn, probably, that inspires generation upon generation. Nor are we going to take care of the sick. You're supposed to stay 6 feet away, right? How do you really take care of the sick like Mother Teresa in a time like this? You may not be feeling great about All Saints Day. When you look at all those who have come before and then you look at yourself, we really don't make the grade. The good news is, my friend, is that in our epistle text from 1 John chapter 3, you see, we're getting people that also had that same feeling and experience. They didn't feel like they made the grade. The Apostle John was writing this letter. We believe that he wrote this letter sometime between 95 AD and 105 AD. It's one of the oldest books in the Bible, actually. And you see, the Christians that he was writing to, they were two or three generations perhaps removed from those saints that had become that had lived, say, 50 or 60 years before. People like Peter and Mary and James and Paul. Those who received this letter in the New Testament had heard of all those accomplishments, and they probably felt like they too were not going to make the grade. In fact, if you read this little letter, there were others who were coming around and saying, "You Christians, you're not making the grade. You're full of sin." You see, they could relate to us in a lot of ways. the people of 1 John. They didn't feel like they made the grade. I'd like to share a story with you about a girl that made the grade. This is a true story. A man named Steve Brown had a daughter whose name was Robin. She was in an advanced English class, and she was struggling mightily and did not think that she'd ultimately make it through the class. On the first day of that class in English, she thought to herself, "There's no way I'm going to make it if I stay in here. I'm going to fail. In fact, I'm nowhere near the other students in this class. I've got to get out of here." So she went home and with tears in her eyes came to her father and cried, blurted out and said, "Dad, I want to get out of that class. Please let me leave and just take a regular English class." The father looked at her daughter, this man named Steve, and said, "Sure, of course." The next day, the father and daughter went to the English department chair, who happened to be a teacher herself. They waited outside her office. That English department chair saw the agony and the pain in the eyes of that girl. There were other students around, and the English department chair dismissed them so that she could invite in the father and daughter for this very intense conversation. As soon as all those other students were dismissed and they went their way, in came the father and the daughter for that conversation. And the daughter just went forward with a bunch of tears about her situation. The father filled in with the words. The father said, "My daughter just cannot stay in this advanced English class. She's going to fail. She's too conscientious. She's not going to keep up with all the other students." And the English department chair stated that she understood. And then she asked the father if she could have some private time with his daughter to kind of get into some further conversation. The father agreed and he left so the two could have this conversation. And the English department chair said to this girl, she said this, "I understand your situation. But if I were to give you an A before you ever go to class, if I gave you an A, would you then go to class?" And when she said those words, the look on the girl's face completely changed. The tears dried up. And she kind of lifted up her head and said, "I could do that." And then the English department chair said, "I've given you an A. Knowing that you now have an A, go ahead and go off to class." Now later after that exchange, the English department chair then came to the father to explain what had happened and her strategy to get the daughter into class. And she stated it this way. She said what she did was she took away the fear of getting a bad grade from the daughter so that she could learn English. The great part about that story is that little girl then went to the English class, that advanced class, and she actually aced everything. You know, as you think about that story, there are some things that really made the difference in that story. Here's the first thing. The right person spoke in and gave the grade to the daughter. Now, there's a whole bunch of other people that could have spoken in and given a grade to that girl. First off, the original English teacher could have given the grade. She was the one assessing and giving the tests and would have been there through the entire class. She probably was in a good position to give a grade. The father could have given his daughter a grade. He would have been at home seeing how hard she worked on her assignments. The girl herself could have given herself a grade. But if she would have done that, she probably would have given herself a failing grade. She was so filled with anxiety. But you see, the one person that could give the grade did. The English department chair. "You're getting an A," she said. And that was the only voice that mattered. See, as we take a look at 1 John chapter 3, it gives us a picture of the one person who tells us the grade that we are getting. God. And here's the grade that you receive. You are now God's child. Now, there are a whole bunch of other voices that are speaking into your life and giving you a grade. There's the world around you and the news that you're going to hear this week, and it wants to give you a grade. And perhaps it's a not very good grade. The neighbors around you, some of them might give you an okay grade. Some of the neighbors around you might give you a really bad grade. They've seen the worst of your days. You may also want to give yourself a grade, a failing grade. You know better than anyone else how you failed in life. 1 John 3, let it speak to you. The grade from God your Father. You are now God's child. A+. What matters in that story, going back to the girl, is the grade that's given. You know, isn't it a weird story? The girl receives the grade, then she goes and performs. Now, most of you, if there are any students tuning into this, that you're scratching your head and thinking, that's never the way that it works. That's terrible. First of all, you got to perform. You got to do the assignments. You got to do the quizzes. You got to do the tests. Then you get the grade. If ever there was a teacher who did anything like this, they'd be fired on the spot. But isn't this how God works for us? God gives us the grade first. Then we're able to perform. Here's the grade. I mentioned it before. God says, it's reiterated in verse 2. And it even gives a kind of an adverb to cement it. You are now God's children. You are now a saint. You are now in the family of God. What a grade that is. In my family, we've welcomed in 3 children into our house. Kaya, Claire, and Miles. And as I thought about this passage, you know, when we've welcomed those children into our house, we never said to them that they have to perform first before they're in the family. We never have said, hey, Miles, you got to be a basketball player to get into this family. We never said to Claire, hey, you got to get straight A's to get into this family and read perfectly. We never said to Kaya, you know, you got to dance perfectly before you can ever wear the mantle of lucky daughter. No, we took those children in and they were a part of the family. And this is what God is communicating to you in 1 John chapter 3. You are his child. You are in the family. You were brought into that family when the waters of baptism were poured onto you and those words were spoken. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you see what has happened today? You now, as a saint, have the same standing and the same grade as Paul, as Teresa, and as John Newton. You know, what matters in the story is that the girl had motivation to live in a whole new way. She knew that she was getting an A. We also know that we are God's children. Doesn't that make us make a difference in how we live our lives moving forward from today? We can relax a little. We don't have to live in fear. Our grade has been given to us. A+, saints. What's causing you fear? What's keeping you from living a life of hesitancy? Is there someone out there that you haven't reconciled with and you're kind of sitting on the fence wondering, you know, maybe I shouldn't do something? My friends, you've already been given the grade, A+. Doesn't that that should motivate us to make that call and reconcile with a brother or sister or a friend, a brother or sister in Christ in the church? Are you sitting on the fence with a decision that you have to make in life or what's coming ahead? You don't have to sit on the fence. God's already given you the grade. A+. You're a saint. Now certainly pray and seek God's will, but move forward with the decision that you make. Are you living in fear with what's happening in the world today? Anxiety, a presidential election in just 2 days. Oh my goodness, what should I do? God's already given us the grade. That grade determines our future. Our future is with Him, We are his children forever. All Saints Day. It's kind of like report card day, but in a good way, not a bad way. You're not getting that report card worried about what you're going to get. All Saints Day is a report card with good news. Those who came before us and died in the faith, they got that A-plus standing. So also today, recognize you too are getting that report card. Your standing is secure. You are a child of God. You are a saint, an A-plus standing in God's sight. Amen.